Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something absolutely beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are watching their little ones do something truly magical, learning to care for others when they're upset. And I want to tell you, this is one of the most precious developmental moments you'll ever witness. Maybe you've seen it. Your two-year-old notices someone crying and toddles over with their favorite blanket. Or your toddler pats your arm gently when you sigh. These aren't just sweet moments, my friend. These are the first sparks of empathy blooming in your child's heart, and it's absolutely wonderful. Today, I want to share what the magic book and the wisest researchers in child development have taught me about this beautiful journey your little one is on. Because when you understand what's happening in that amazing brain of theirs, everything shifts. You'll see these moments not as random acts of cuteness, but as your child's heart learning one of the most important skills they'll ever develop, the ability to recognize and respond to others' feelings. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in, and let's talk about the beautiful science of toddler empathy and how you can nurture this precious gift that's already growing inside your child. First, let me share something that might surprise you. Between 18 and 30 months, your child's brain is going through a remarkable transformation. Dr. Celia Brownell at the University of Pittsburgh discovered something fascinating. Toddlers are making a huge developmental leap from what she calls instrumental helping to empathic helping. What does that mean? Well, before this age, when babies help, they're usually responding to observable actions. They see you drop something, they pick it up. Simple cause and effect. But around 18 to 30 months, something magical happens. Your child starts to understand invisible things, feelings, emotions, internal states. They're learning to read the invisible language of the heart. Think about how amazing that is. Your toddler is developing the ability to look at someone's face, notice their body language, hear the tone of their voice, and think something is wrong. They need help. They need comfort. That's not simple, my friend. That's incredibly sophisticated emotional intelligence beginning to bloom. And here's what makes my heart sing. This isn't something you have to force or teach through lessons. It's already inside them, waiting to unfold. Dr. Nancy Eisenberg, who has studied empathy development for decades, found that empathic concern emerges naturally by the second year of life. It's part of your child's beautiful design. But, and this is important, while the capacity for empathy is innate, how it develops depends so much on you. And that's actually wonderful news because it means you have the power to nurture this precious gift every single day. So how do you do that? The magic book whispers three beautiful truths. First, model empathy yourself. Your child is watching you always. When you respond to their feelings with warmth and understanding, you're teaching them that emotions matter. When you notice when they're upset and offer comfort, you're showing them what caring looks like. Dr. Eisenberg's research found that children whose parents respond with empathy rather than frustration develop better emotional regulation skills and show less anxiety over time. Isn't that beautiful? So when your toddler is having big feelings, take a breath. Get down to their level. Say, "I see you're feeling upset. I'm here with you." You're not just comforting them in that moment, you're teaching them how to comfort others for the rest of their lives. Second, name emotions everywhere. The more your child hears feeling words, the better they become at recognizing emotions in themselves and others. When you read stories together, point out how characters feel. When you're at the park, notice out loud, "Look, that little friend fell down. They look sad. Should we check if they're okay?" You're building their emotional vocabulary, and that vocabulary becomes the foundation for empathy. And third, celebrate their caring moments. When your toddler offers you their toy because you seem sad, receive it with genuine appreciation. "Thank you, sweetheart. That was so kind. You noticed I was sad and you wanted to help me feel better. That makes my heart happy." You're reinforcing that their caring actions matter, that they have the power to make others feel better. Now, let me tell you about two stories from the Book of Inara that show this beautiful empathy development in action. The first is called The Greenhouse, where plants whisper thank you. In this story, Milo and Nana discover a magical greenhouse where plants glow softly when they're cared for with gentle love. When Milo gives water to a drooping seedling and Nana sings to it, the plant straightens up and glows with happiness. This story is so special for teaching empathy because it makes the invisible visible. Your toddler can see the impact of caring actions. They learn that gentle touches and kind words help living things grow and feel better. And here's the beautiful part. After you read this story, you can help your child notice when their caring actions make others feel better, just like the plants in the story. You can say, "Remember how the plant glowed when Milo gave it water? I think Grandma is glowing inside because you gave her that hug." The second story is Sweet Bear Shares His Honey. In this folktale, a gentle bear discovers that when he shares his sweet honey with forest friends, it makes everything taste even sweeter. This story teaches that caring for others creates joy for everyone involved. It's not just about giving something away. It's about the beautiful feeling that comes from making someone else happy. Both of these stories give your child concrete examples of empathy in action. And stories are so powerful for this age because toddlers learn through narrative. They can imagine themselves as Milo caring for plants or as Sweet Bear sharing honey. They're practicing empathy in their imagination, which helps them develop it in real life. Now, I want to address something that might be on your heart. What if your toddler doesn't always show empathy? What if sometimes they seem completely oblivious to others' feelings or even laugh when someone cries? My dear friend, this is completely normal. Remember, your child is learning. Dr. Brownell's research found that even at 30 months, empathic helping requires significant communicative support from adults. Your toddler's empathy is like a tiny seedling. It's there, it's real, but it needs time, patience, and gentle nurturing to grow strong. Some days, your child will surprise you with their caring. Other days, they'll be so focused on their own needs that they don't notice anyone else's feelings. Both are normal. Both are part of the learning process. Your job isn't to force empathy, but to create an environment where it can naturally bloom. And here's something else the magic book taught me. The research shows that social and communicative support from adults is essential. That means when you gently guide your child, "Look, your friend is crying. I wonder if they need a hug," you're not interrupting their natural development. You're scaffolding it. You're helping them notice what they might miss on their own. Think of yourself as a gentle gardener tending the garden of your child's heart. You're watering the seeds of empathy with your own caring responses. You're providing sunshine through your warm modeling. You're protecting the tender shoots by creating a safe, loving environment. And slowly, beautifully, empathy grows. Before we close, I want you to know something. The fact that you're here, listening to this, asking how to support your child's empathy development, that tells me everything about the kind of parent you are. You're thoughtful. You're caring. You're doing this beautiful work with intention and love. Your toddler is so lucky to have you. And the empathy they're developing right now, with your gentle guidance, is going to serve them for their entire life. They're learning to be kind, compassionate humans who make the world a little bit brighter. And that starts right here, right now, in these precious toddler years. So keep noticing those beautiful moments. Keep modeling empathy. Keep reading stories that show caring in action. Keep celebrating when your little one offers comfort. You're doing something truly wonderful, my friend. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on. Until our next adventure together, sweet dreams and starlight to you and your precious little one. With love, Inara.